This episode of E-Commerce Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your e-commerce radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are with Matt Ware, head of performance and partnerships at First, one of Australia's leading digital marketing agencies, specializing in digital strategy, web design and build, conversion rate optimization, personalization, search marketing, and digital campaigns. Mr. Ware, welcome to E-Commerce Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here, Eric. That was certainly a mouthful, wasn't it?
Just about there. You got that right. Well, certainly appreciate your time and for being with us here today. So now for the listeners who aren't familiar, what is personalization and why is this so important, especially to e-commerce marketing?
So personalization is the ability to tailor marketing communications or a website to the individual user rather than treating everybody exactly the same way. Some examples of this might be in emails. Instead of sending a blanket email to everybody in your list, segmenting that or tiering your email list based upon size of basket size, previous purchase intents of people, interest categories, or on a website, a user who's visited your website repeatedly or is a member, presenting them with a different set of products or available specials rather than what you present to absolutely everyone that visits to be more tailored to what they have looked at previously. For e-commerce brands, personalization means meeting a customer's needs more effectively and efficiently to increase customer satisfaction and improve retention. So customers don't want to be treated as a number or same anymore. They want to know that if they interact with a brand regularly, the brand knows who they are, recognizes them, welcomes them back, and makes them feel important.
Now, how can e-commerce brands make the most of data to deliver truly personalized marketing?
E-commerce retailers need to ensure that they're getting the data for the right reasons and that those reasons are going to have an outcome for them, not necessarily financial, but one that aligns with their business needs. They also need to make sure that they're at least advising people in some way, shape or form that A, they're collecting their data and B, they're going to be utilizing it and what for. Most retailers get on a regular basis things like, you know, name, email address, potentially gender if people subscribe or when they purchase, but they don't tell them what they want to do with this. And that means that sometimes people are a little bit concerned if they suddenly see some changes that take place on the site. You also need to segment the data so that it makes business sense. It needs to be structured around what it is that you're looking to achieve and what it is that the goals of the business are in both the medium and the long term. So not just collecting data for the sake of it, because that means that you have a large amount of clutter which can be difficult to filter out later on when you actually want to use it.
And tell us, where do you think Australia is on the personalization evolution scale of things?
If we were to look at a typical evolutionary scale kind of environment, I reckon Australia's probably just learnt to pick up a stick and use it as a tool, but we haven't quite tamed fire as yet. We're not the worst, but we have a long history of being dominated by large traditional retailers who put the majority of their focus in their bricks and mortar store, with online being more of a supporting act. They've been good at personalization in store. They've been good at personalization in their email and, probably more their print and catalog communication styles. but they haven't been particularly good at bringing this online as yet. I mean, there are some brands that do it exceptionally well. There are brands such as Monpurse, who are a startup from over here whose almost entire operation is built around personalization, not just the website, but also the products that they sell are highly personalized. Some retailers sit in the middle where they have begun to do some forms of personalization, probably more on the email communication side than the actual domain side. But there's a lot that are still really understanding what the concept of it is. I suppose the easiest way to fix this is to stop talking about personalization and to actually start testing it and doing it.
Well said in all regards. Today we're joined by Matt Ware. He is the head of performance and partnerships at First, one of Australia's leading digital marketing agencies, here on eCommerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond within hours. You'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find the design you like, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for e-commerce radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, Matt, why do you think so many e-commerce brands fail to implement effective personalization experiences, and what are the major pitfalls here?
I think there are two parts as to why it is people fail to implement it effectively. The first one is coming back to the original question, which was what is the data and why? Often the data that e-commerce brands collect isn't necessarily valuable to develop any meaningful insights. So they don't track it, they don't house it, they're not sure how they can use it effectively, and it tends to be fractured in the way that they have it, so that when it comes to the future, they can't actually manage to make insightful decisions utilizing that data. And the data is actually the key that unlocks everything else, because without the ability to be able to identify who that person is, what they've done, are they a previous customer or are they someone brand new, you can't then change their experience to meet that need. And the second one is technology. Organizations need to ensure that the infrastructure and technology is purchased or used with a mind to talk or integrate with each other. For example, your CRM technology needs to be able to talk to your analytics. It needs to be able to integrate with your email, and it needs to then be able to talk with whatever form of personalization technology you're working with. You know, whether it's a basic AB technology type technology like BWO or Optimizely, which are doing some personalization, or moving over into some of the newer products like Google's Optimize 360. The major pitfalls tend to fall around the siloing of the information within the organizations. And the way that that is then, I suppose, made available. There's no sharing often between the teams. The CRM team will own their aspect, call centers will own theirs, design and UX teams or user experience teams will own theirs. Sales teams will have some frontline information and some customer information that they don't necessarily feed back in effectively. And the storefront and the purchasing of the tech environment are often treated individually. And I suppose tech purchases are the most important there, because personalization cannot take place without technology. Marketing teams are not working together with purchasing or IT to be able to determine what is best. CTOs are buying infrastructure based upon previous preferences without thought to the marketing plan. And so the results are a lot of money is wasted without actually looking to the future. So it really needs to be that ensure that you have a 2 to 3 year plan for the infrastructure and technology. Otherwise, you'll be left with something that can't scale in the future and won't enable you to be able to integrate any other technologies that come along.
Also, how can marketing executives justify investment in personalization and prove a business case to their C-suite?
I suppose the two main ones here are revenue and customer retention. It's a well-known fact that consumers purchase based on experience. The experience is almost infinitely better when customers feel that they're being treated as an individual and not the same as everyone else. There's nothing worse than visiting a website and, you know, they present you with a product that you bought last week cheaper, or they keep on asking you to re-enter your details every single time you perform any action. We have multiple case studies with our clients at first where we've seen ROI improvements of 25% uplift as a result of strong conversion rate optimization and personalization processes being implemented. Most of the techs you're looking at for these kinds of things aren't hugely expensive, provided that you look at what is needed in the medium term. And you can quite easily offset the costs from this, from the extra revenue that is generated and the additional word of mouth and brand recognition that you receive from the result of a good customer experience, which people will talk about.
Certainly some interesting and most helpful information in all regards. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, anything else that you'd like to add for the listeners today?
Look, I think the last thing to say, Eric, is that you need to have a plan that includes all divisions of your organization. If it's an SME, then, you know, everybody needs to know what they're doing. If it's a medium or large organization, people who are responsible for different aspects need to be communicated with and brought into this process. And the most important person that you need to talk with, which a lot of businesses don't, is your consumer. Your customer will tell you what it is that they are looking for, and they are the most valuable resource of information that you can have. And often what they need is not necessarily what you think they need. And that can be an eye-opening experience for a lot of organizations when they actually begin to talk to their clients and find out what would fix their business in their eyes.
Well, once again, we certainly do appreciate your time. I'm sure the listeners want to know where they can get more information about FIRST and how they could be best in touch accordingly.
Absolutely. In Australia, our website is first.com.au. In New Zealand, it is firstdigital.co.nz. And if anyone would like to get in touch with me, my email address is matt.ware@first.com.au.
Easy enough. Well, Mr. Ware, we certainly appreciate your time. It has been our pleasure and look forward to having you back with us in the future right here on EPN. Have a great one.
Thanks, Eric. You too.
We have been speaking with Mr. Matt Ware, Head of Performance and Partnerships at FIRST, one of Australia's leading digital marketing agencies, specializing in digital strategy, web design and build, conversion rate optimization, personalization, search marketing, and digital campaigns. And for more information, simply visit first.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design or business card design or even your website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.